Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher, and this is English for You.
And how are you doing today, Christopher?
I'm great, except I've been a little worried about my future recently.
Well, you should go to a fortune teller.
Oh, I didn't think of that. What is a fortune teller?
Well, it's a person who can tell you your fortune or your future. And one way they can do this is by palm reading.
Oh, that's right. They read the lines on your hand.
Or they could use tarot cards.
Oh, those are the cards with the pictures that can tell a story of your future, right?
Right. Oh. And another popular way is by looking at your horoscope.
Ah, horoscope. That sounds familiar, but it also sounds scary because, you know, like horror movies have the killers, and is it the same thing?
There is nothing to be afraid of.
Oh.
Let's go to our lesson to learn more about horoscopes.
All right.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
All about star signs.
Jimmy passes by Eliza. She is busy reading a magazine.
Hi, Eliza. What are you reading?
I'm checking my horoscope for the week.
Don't tell me you believe in that stuff.
Of course I do. A horoscope can reveal a lot about your personality and your luck. The magazine says, I will have a quarrel with people this week.
Give me a break. You are arguing with others all the time. All that stuff is just a bunch of superstition.
Well, I am a Scorpio. Scorpios are known for their sense of justice, just as I am.
Exactly. You love to judge people.
I just believe in fairness.
I guess I only believe in things that can be proven by science, and star signs are not scientific at all.
Don't knock it until you try it. Lucy is a Pisces. Don't you think she is romantic and enthusiastic, as the horoscope guide says?
You girls can have a conversation about that, but don't count me in.
Jimmy walks away and Eliza continues reading.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Jimmy passes by Eliza. She is busy reading a magazine.
Hi, Eliza. What are you reading?
I'm checking my horoscope for the week.
Don't tell me you believe in that stuff.
Of course I do. A horoscope can reveal a lot about your personality and your luck. The magazine says, I will have a quarrel with people this week.
Give me a break. You're arguing with others all the time. All that stuff is just a bunch of superstition.
Well, I am a Scorpio. Scorpios are known for their sense of justice, just as I am.
Exactly. You love to judge people.
I just believe in fairness.
I guess I only believe in things that can be proven by science, and star signs are not scientific at all.
Don't knock it until you try it. Lucy is a Pisces. Don't you think she is romantic and enthusiastic, as the horoscope guide says?
You girls can have a conversation about that, but don't count me in.
Jimmy walks away, and Eliza continues reading.
Today's lesson is a conversation between Jimmy and Eliza. And Eliza is busy reading a magazine, and Jimmy passes by her.
Right, and Jimmy, seeing Eliza reading, he says, Hi, Eliza, what are you reading? He wants to know what she's reading. Obviously, he's curious because she's got a magazine, right?
Okay, and she answers, I'm checking my horoscope for the week. Now, your horoscope gives you advice or tells you about your future based on your star sign, okay? And your star sign is determined by when you were born.
Ah, I do know what a horoscope is now. My birthday is in April, so I am, I believe, a Taurus, which is like a bull.
Oh, I always thought it was a cow, but it has horns, so it's a bull, okay? I was born in March, so I am a Pisces, which has the picture of two fish swimming.
Is that the name of the fish? Is like a Pisces? Like a Pisces fish?
Maybe it's one Pisces, two Pisces. I don't really know.
Well, neither do I.
Anyway, let's get back to the conversation.
Of course. Jimmy says, don't tell me you believe in that stuff. So Jimmy hears Aliza is reading about horoscopes, and obviously he doesn't put much stock in it. He doesn't really believe in them. He's like, don't tell me you believe in that stuff.
Okay, so he doesn't really believe that horoscopes really know the future, or maybe they don't know anything at all. But Aliza does, and she says, of course I do. A horoscope can reveal a lot about your personality and your luck. Now, your personality is how you think and behave. For example, some people are shy.
Oh.
It's difficult for them to meet other people.
Mm.
Whereas the opposite of that would be an outgoing personality. You love to go out, meet people, and talk with people. Another type of personality is you have strong feelings about everything.
So you might be emotional.
That's right. And the opposite of that would be a very thinking, logical person.
Like a critical person.
Sure. Every situation you try to use your logic. Okay, right. So that's personality. And some horoscopes talk about your personality. You are shy, you are outgoing, and these types of words.
Okay, let's get back to our dialogue. Aliza tells Jimmy, the magazine says I will have a quarrel with people this week. A quarrel is a fight or an argument. And let's say Jeffrey and I didn't agree or think the same way, we might have a quarrel, you know, a small fight. Here's an example sentence. The two boys didn't want to share the toy and began to have a quarrel. We spell quarrel Q-U-A-R-R-E-L. Q-U-A-R-R-E-L, quarrel.
All right, and so Jimmy says, give me a break, okay? And this means like, oh, don't tell me lies, I don't believe
right,
you.
Yes.
Give me a break. He goes on and says, you are arguing with others all the time. All that stuff is just a bunch of superstition. Okay? So we have the word argue, spelled mm-hmm. A-R-G-U-E. And to argue is to speak with someone and disagree with them. So it's similar to a fight or a quarrel, but here it's a verb, to argue. For example, Joey and his friends often argue about who is the greatest soccer player of all time. I think it's Pelé from Brazil.
That's the same thing I was going to say. I was going to say, I say Pelé, and then I was hoping you'd say David Beckham, so we could have a quarrel or argue.
Well, we agree, so I'm not going to argue with you on this one, okay? Now, also, a bunch of is a phrase we see here. And, Chris, could you explain a bunch of?
Sure. A bunch of means a group of or several. For example, like, I went with a bunch of my friends to play baseball in the park. I went with a bunch of my friends to play baseball in the park. So I went with many friends, not just one, not just two, but maybe like four or five.
Okay, and Jimmy also mentions that the information or bad information in horoscopes is superstition. Now, superstition is believing in luck or magic or things that science cannot prove. Science cannot show that it's actually true. Some examples of superstitions. Many people in America think the number 13 is an unlucky number.
That's right. And they also believe that if a black cat crosses your path, it's bad luck. And another one is walking under a ladder. So if you're walking around and you see a ladder, you shouldn't walk under it if you're in the States, because people think you will become cursed or have a bad day or a bad week.
Okay, so these superstitions are things that people believe, but they cannot show that it's true.
Right.
Alisa says, well, I am a Scorpio, and Scorpio is another star sign.
If I recall my astrology or the star signs, I believe the Scorpio is named after the scorpion, you know, the insect with the claws and the tail that comes up with a stinger with poison, right?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's a scorpion. So Alisa goes on to explain that Scorpios are known for their sense of justice, just as I am.
Can you explain maybe what she means by Scorpios have a sense of justice?
Yeah, okay. Justice is punishment for doing bad things or crimes. So justice is being fair, okay, and letting good people have rights and freedoms, but putting bad people in prison so they can't do more bad things.
That's good.
So judges and lawyers help bring justice to people in our society.
Well, that's great. So do you think Alisa goes around telling people that they're doing the right or wrong thing?
Alisa, does she go around judging people?
Yes.
Trying to be a judge? I think she does. Because what does Jimmy say next?
Well, he says, exactly. You love to judge people. Oh, well, I guess I was correct. We see judge, and judge can also be a verb, and that's what it is here. And judge means to decide whether something is right or wrong, or possibly some other quality. We spell judge J-U-D-G-E, J-U-D-G-E. Now, the noun version of judge actually is a person who's employed by a court. And this guy or woman sits at the front, and the court case happens in front, and the lawyers argue back and forth, and then the judge has the final say.
Right. He decides how the case should end. He or she, how the results should be.
Right.
So another example of judge outside the courtroom would be the judges in the Olympics who judge athletes and decide how many points to give them for a performance.
Right. So the most commonly watched ones where there's judges would probably be like figure skating, where they like skate on the ice, or maybe
gymnastics.
Right. Or diving. I've seen that there's a lot of judges for diving.
Sure.
Cool.
We judge people in many ways in sports and in life in general. So, Alisa goes on to say, I just believe in fairness. So she's expressing her belief in justice.
I see. And Jimmy says, I guess I only believe in things that can be proven by science. And star signs are not scientific at all. Proven means shown to be true. So to prove something is to show that it is true or a fact. Okay, so for example, powerful telescopes allowed scientists and mathematicians to prove that the Earth goes around the Sun. And another word we saw was scientific, which means having to do with science.
And of course, science is observing nature, coming up with ideas about how nature works, and then proving those ideas. So going back to scientific, an example of the word scientific in a sentence could be, the science teacher helped her students perform a scientific experiment.
Elisa says, don't knock it until you try it, which happens to be our shortcut for you. So how about we take a quick break and see how best to use this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Pat, that Hawaiian shirt is really horrible.
Hey, don't knock it until you try it.
What are you going to knock?
If we tell someone, don't knock it until you try it, we mean don't criticize something until you try that thing.
I see. Don't knock it until you try it means 在尚未尝试前勿做判断。So you are saying I should try it?
Exactly. Here you go.
Nice.
Right?
Ooh, this feels good. Like I'm on summer vacation.
And that's not all.
Amazing, Hawaiian shirts are great.
Like I said, don't knock it until you try it.
Alright, that was a fun example. But let's get back to the dialogue. Elisa continues saying Lucy is a Pisces. Don't you think she is romantic and enthusiastic, as the horoscope guide says?
And Jimmy responds, you girls can have a conversation about that, but don't count me in. So he's not interested in talking about these things at all.
No. And in fact, Jimmy walks away and Elisa continues reading. Now, if I am correct, you said at the beginning you are a Pisces,
That's
right?
That's right.
Oh, wow. So you and Lucy would get along, probably, right?
I guess so, if she's just as romantic as I am. Uh-huh. But enough about that. Let's go to our wrap-up.
For You Chat.
All right. Here's our For You Chat question for today's article. Do you believe in star signs? Why? Or why not?
Okay, well, I don't really believe in star signs because it's not proven by science that they are true. I basically agree with Jimmy that just because it sounds interesting or nice doesn't mean you can believe it. Well, what do you think, Chris?
I agree with you. I now have the same mindset or beliefs as Jimmy. However, when I was younger, like 10 or 12, I was like, Elisa, I actually believe them. So every day I would read my star sign story or horoscope to see what the future had for me. But I think they're very vague or broad. And another way to explain this is that they are written in a way that they can work for anybody, no matter which star sign you are.
Right, and sometimes they can work for you even if you don't believe them, even if you don't believe they have magic powers, because they can give you good ideas or give you motivation.
Right.
For example, if a horoscope says today is a good day for working hard and finishing all your jobs, it can give you energy to actually do your work very well.
Right.
And there's no magic there. It's just helping you do what you should do anyway.
Right. And I think that's a positive aspect of these star signs and horoscopes. But I also think that when they're written, like I said before, in a way that everybody could use them, I feel that you might spend your day looking for these examples that was in this little story.
All right, well, what do you think? Check out your horoscope today and decide if you want to believe what it says.
We'll see you next time.
All About Star Signs.
Jimmy passes by Elisa. She is busy reading a magazine.
Hi, Elisa. What are you reading?
I'm checking my horoscope for the week.
Don't tell me you believe in that stuff.
Of course I do. A horoscope can reveal a lot about your personality and your luck. The magazine says, I will have a quarrel with people this week.
Give me a break. You're arguing with others all the time. All that stuff is just a bunch of superstition.
Well, I am a Scorpio. Scorpios are known for their sense of justice, just as I am.
Exactly. You love to judge people.
I just believe in fairness.
I guess I only believe in things that can be proven by science, and star signs are not scientific at all.
Don't knock it until you try it. Lucy is a Pisces. Don't you think she is romantic and enthusiastic, as the horoscope guide says?
You girls can have a conversation about that, but don't count me in.
Jimmy walks away, and Elisa continues reading.
Vocabulary review.
Quarrel. The brother and sister had a quarrel about whose turn it was to feed the dog. Argue. The customer argued with the restaurant owner about their bad service. A bunch of. Jim grabbed a bunch of grapes to eat for his afternoon snack. Justice. The goal of justice is to make sure that criminals pay for what they have done. Judge. You shouldn't judge people before you get to know them. Scientific. Stories about magic aren't based on scientific truth.